Interview with Geeta, conducted by Pankaji Zahir.
So, introduce yourself a little bit. Where do you come from? What are you studying? When did you come to the university?
I'm basically from Panipat, but I haven't stayed there for long. Okay. I was there till 5th grade. And then I shifted with my father and started changing schools after 3 years. I came to campus in 2011 in BA, and
you've been here.
Yeah, right? I've been here ever since.
So what now, are you studying now?
Now I'm in MPhil, my final year. MPhil second year. It's my dissertation year, and I'm in history now.
Oh, I didn't know that. In history.
Yeah, modern history.
Are you part of any organization? What are you doing now? Politically,
yeah.
Like I want you to say.
Yeah. I am part of ISA, All India Students Association. It's affiliated with CPIML Liberation. Mm.
And you're also the president of
JNU. Yeah, I am also the president of JNU.
JNU S.
Yeah, JNU S.
Tell me a little bit about your family. Who all are at home?
So I have a huge family. We are basically, you know, we live together and all of that. My
okay.
uncle, I have like 3 uncles and one of their sisters. But two of my father and my uncle are in army. So at home, we have another uncle. So we do live differently, but yeah, we are a combined joint family.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, and I have two siblings, like my own.
And lots of cousins, I'm guessing.
Lots and lots of them.
So, we are going to be talking about this movement that happened in the last few months, in fact. We'll be focusing a little bit about this, the Atul Jhawari, against Atul Jhawari, the movement that happened, and the enforced attendance, and we'll the scuttling of reservations. But that's all that I'm going to say, that everything else you tell me. So, to what extent were you involved? Like, were you involved in all the protests?
Yeah, in these movements, I think, so mostly earlier I was basically involved because I was part of an organization. Mm. But in these movements, whether it was Atul Jhawari or reservation or, you know, any other things which are happening right now in the campus, I was properly, inside.
So, from the beginning, you've been there?
Yeah, I was there since the beginning.
So, tell me a little bit about the trigger events, like what happened in the beginning and why did these movements happen?
Like, Atul Jhawari?
Yeah.
Reservation?
Attendance. Yeah.
So basically, I'll start with Atul Jhawari.
Yeah.
So this man basically, he has always been there since I came into the university.
Hmm.
And we all, I think, knew one thing about him, that women do not go and meet him.
Hmm.
I never heard anything before that or after that, really, but yeah, this was one unsaid rule which I knew about, so I obviously understood ki, what's going on. So I remember this thing that a newspaper clipping was sent to me, that, you know, one of the women went and sent a mail to Jhawari and now she is missing, and after that only I received the mail, and because her father gave the mail to the police.
Hmm.
So I received the mail and then it was circulated, like, not by me but by everyone. Like, I think the police only gave it to media and media forwarded it to me. And after reading that mail, many women from the same lab came out and said that, you know, she should not go down alone. Why would she have to face the wrath of it? Because she left her PhD also because of this man. And all
so
of this,
just for clarity's sake, Atul Jhawari is a professor on campus.
Yeah, he's a professor and he's been there for around 12 to 13 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and he basically owns a lab. Like, in sciences, it happens like that, that people basically, you know, they are the ones, the professor is the ones through whom everything happens. So all of these students have lots of academic pressure and, you know, basically, I have been in GS class, so I've seen cases that they threaten them on their face that, you know, I'll ruin your career or whatever. But these women in the lab finally decided that, you know, we are not going to take it anymore. Yeah. And then in the beginning, they were not very comfortable in coming out and all of that. But because of a certain organization, when they started, you know, maligning everything and just giving 2-3 versions of one incident, then they thought that they'll, you know, they'll be like much more stronger and courageous, and then they came out.
Hmm.
So I was there with them since the beginning, and then they filed the FIR. the trigger was because of that one woman who actually I think they knew. I am not sure if they knew or I never asked them though. But once they told me that, you know, we actually didn't want her to be alone in the whole situation, that's why all of us decided to come out. Okay. So that was one trigger situation for Atul Jhawar. Yeah. And once there were 8 FIRs, I think the whole university was there.
Yeah, I'm just going to pause this.